Whenever the economy is bad, more people go into debt. In Chicago, lawsuits against alleged debtors have more than doubled. Chicago Public Radio's Deantha Parker went to a courtroom where collectors and debtors try to figure a way out.
People on both sides of debt, collectors and those who owe, are keenly aware of its social stigma. This is why Cook County Circuit Court Judge Daniel Gillespie, who presides on the 11th floor of the Daly Center in downtown Chicago, starts every case by trying to put the defendant at ease.
He's a person. He was served a summons. He came here. Good morning, sir. How are you? I just wait for him to tell you. And he'll chuckle and say, I'm not that well. I've had better days. But he's had his say in court. And I think it means so much to people to have that. And I feel sorry for so many people that are served that don't.
This light touch does a lot to diffuse the tension in a courthouse where Gillespie says his debt caseload has risen from 6,000 to 15,000 cases over the past 6 years. On a recent morning call, a few collection attorneys bob up and down in front of Gillespie. Their clients are companies like Discover, which is suing Carolyn Dotson for a credit card bill of nearly $30,000. Dotson's story is fairly typical. She works full-time and was a paid-up customer until several years ago, after her mother died and left her a house and its expenses.
Property tax, water bills, light, gas, insurance, things like that.
Dotson put it on plastic.
Like I said, I was a good customer and I paid my bills on time and, you know, I wasn't behind and all of that.
While all this was going on, someone stole her identity, adding to her problems. But for every debtor like Carolyn Dotson, there is someone who's trying to collect. Attorney Tony Miller represents Discover. Wearing a ponytail and a short-sleeved Argyle sweater, she sits with Dotson on a bench outside the courtroom and tries to lend a hand.
Say, you know, this is my situation. I know, you know, I'm kind of dealing with a pretty large bill, but I want to pay. This is what I can't pay right now. I know you do.
I want to pay.
And say, you know, this is what I can't pay right now. And hopefully we'll work something out. There's always a chance that we won't be able to, then we'll come back and we'll deal with it from there, but hopefully we can.
After about 45 minutes, Dotson hugs Miller and leaves.
I couldn't say, pay me $5 a month. You know, I couldn't do that, you know. Also because she'd be paying it for 600 years. But, you know, I mean, you have to, you work for your client and you try and collect, but my client's never going to tell me to, you know, tell them to forego their mortgage. You know, I mean, that's not what they want to do either. You know, we want to try and get something where we can work it out.
But it's not always so amicable, says Michelle Weinberg, an attorney with the Legal Assistance Foundation of Metropolitan Chicago, which provides free legal services. She says 5 years ago, she'd never have to go to court for her clients, who are mainly senior citizens. She'd call a creditor and say,
she's collection proof. She doesn't have any garnishable assets or income. You're never going to get a dime from her. She'd love to pay it if she could, but she can't. And they would go away. What's different now is they don't go away.
Debt collection continues to be a huge and ever-growing business. Calkin Ginsburg, a strategic advice company for the collections industry, reports that in 2006, debt collectors brought in nearly $17 billion, which means Judge Daniel Gillespie will stay busy. He says the best response to a summons is to come to court.
If they don't come to court, there could be a judgment against them. If they do come to court, they can negotiate so there won't be a judgment. The case will be dismissed, and that's a much better resolution for that person's credit card.
He knows what he's talking about. The judge was once sued by a hospital because his insurance didn't pay a claim. Especially aggravating, he says, because he was on the hospital's board. For NPR News, I'm Diantha Parker in Chicago.